Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. I'll be reading out of the Word of God in a few moments of this half an hour live show here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. It's an online church worldwide on the internet. Also, I'm on YouTube. Just go to Google, put in GNN Gregory News Network, takes you right to my YouTube broadcast on television on the internet. Also, check out my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. That symbol, GregoryOfNews. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. The great thing about Blog Talk Radio, I've been having shows on Blog Talk Radio since 2013. Hundreds of productions. And I log in on the internet. I set a time when I broadcast, and I broadcast worldwide on the internet on my cell phone. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. And this is GNN Gregory News Network. Congratulations are in order to Donald J. Trump. I like Donald Trump. He won Indiana, and it looks like he's got. Well, he's the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party, and Ted Cruz dropped out of the race. And I'm here in San Marco, Florida, near Jacksonville, Florida, outside of a Starbucks. I'm drinking some coffee. And so once again, congratulations are in order to Donald J. Trump. It's a beautiful day. It was raining a little bit here in Jacksonville, Florida earlier, but that's okay. God is in control of everything. Yes, he is. Now, listen, I'm a preacher. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a big truck going by. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and you'll have a home in heaven someday. So, like I said, once again, congratulations are in order for Donald J. Trump. You know, a lot of people are against Donald Trump, but one thing, you know, I noticed on Fox News this morning, and my network, GNN Gregory News Network, is in association with Fox News. I've had blogs on Fox News. He said he wants to eliminate ISIS. Now, what's wrong with that? If he becomes president, he's going to go after ISIS. And, a lot of the mainstream media, they don't portray Donald Trump correctly. They lie about Donald Trump. And that's not right, man. Now, he says he's a believer in God. You can only go by what he says. You know, you don't know the man's heart. I think God knows the heart, okay? So don't judge Donald Trump partially, okay? Now, I just moved back here from Los Angeles about 3 weeks ago. It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow, and I'm glad to be back here in the Jacksonville area. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Stand by. You can go online right now and check out this live broadcast, blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. That's my handle on Blog Talk Radio, QUAKEMAN70. And, you know, if you want to contact me after this live broadcast, later on, God willing, I'll put this live broadcast on Blog Talk Radio up on my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News, in case you don't catch it live This is a podcast, and I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. And now I'm going to read something out of the Holy Word of God. Stand by. Later on tonight, I'll be going to Trinity Baptist Church, 800 Hammond Boulevard. That's my home church here in Jacksonville, Florida. Nehemiah chapter 6. This is the King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. Verse 1. Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. So Nehemiah, and I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work. Nehemiah did a great work for God Almighty. Verse 3. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it and come down to you? You know, by the grace of God, by the mercy of God, I'm doing a work for God. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, but I know God is with me. And, by the grace of God, I'm doing a great work for God. Only by the grace of God. I'm a preacher. I'm not perfect. This is Tribulation Baptist Church. And I'm thankful to God to be on the air since 1999. My show started in Los Angeles. And I get the Word of God out, and I talk about current events of substance. And so I'm reading out of here, Nehemiah chapter 6. And these people, they were harassing Nehemiah, and he was doing a great work for God. Now listen, if you're doing a great work for God, people are not going to like you. They're going to be against you. But then, you know, I have supporters, people who pray for me and care about me. But I also have my detractors, people who hate me for preaching the Word of God. And that's the way it goes. So, I pray for people that they'll repent, believing and trusting the Lord. Oh, by the way, Sunday is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day coming up. Thank God for all the mothers. My mom, she's up in Pennsylvania. My home state, she's 85 years old. I love you, Mom, and I'm praying for you. So Sunday is going to be Mother's Day. Also, a special shout-out to my ex-wife, Christy. We were married for almost 16 years, and Christy, if you're listening to this broadcast, I still care about you. I still love you, and you can come back to me anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. You know, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And you know, I want to say thank you for all my supporters out there. And remember, you can go online and check out my YouTube broadcast. That's television on the internet worldwide. Just go to Google, put in GNN, Gregory News Network, and it takes you right there. To my YouTube broadcast. And So check it out anytime. Also, a special shout-out to WLKV 690 AM here in Jacksonville, a big radio station. They're offering me to have some of my radio shows there on that big radio station. And so I'm looking for sponsors. And, it's a paid programming radio show. So I try to get sponsors and money contributors to pay that cost. And so a special shout-out to WOKV 690 AM, a big radio station here in Jacksonville, Florida. Also, I have CDs of my radio shows with the American Radio Network in Hollywood. A CD of my radio show is only $20. If you like a CD of my radio show, American Radio Network, Kaleidoscope Radio Magazine in Hollywood, California, KCLA 99.3 FM, they're only $20 plus postage and handling. And any kind of contribution to this ministry, much appreciated, $10 or higher, much appreciated. It keeps my ministry in the Lord, Jesus Christ, my Savior, going. If you want one of my newsletters, the Gregory Report, at one time published by 5 newspapers in the Los Angeles area, it's only $1 for my newsletter, the Gregory Report. My name is James Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. So what do you think? What is your opinion about Donald Trump? He won the Indiana primary, and you know, I don't agree with everything that he stands for, but on most part, you know, I agree with him. So how do you feel about, you know, you can call me on my cell phone here after this half an hour broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70, 904-575-8797, 904-575-8797. 97, or send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com. If you didn't know, in the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. Why did I call it The Earthquake Show in the beginning in 1999 when I first got on the air in Los Angeles? I went through a big earthquake in Los Angeles. In 1994, it was just 10 days after my wife and I got married. We got married January 7th, 94 in Los Angeles. 10 days later, the big Northridge earthquake happened. And 5 years after that quake, I get on the air with my own show, The Earthquake Show, which is now GNN, Gregory News Network. And I'm glad you're listening to this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. So what is your opinion about Donald Trump? Let me know. Send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com. It's a little overcast right now. Right now I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. I do a lot of bike riding. I'm trying to stay in shape. I just turned 59 on Saturday. April 30th is my birthday, and I just turned 59, so I do a lot of exercise, try to stay in shape. That's why I do a lot of bike riding. But anyway, I'm glad to be back here in Jacksonville, and, you know, I care about you all. I love you all. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN, Gregory News Network. And my name is James Gregory Jr., and the sun is out now here in Jacksonville. I'm sitting outside of a Starbucks coffee, broadcasting here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. How do you feel about Donald Trump? Let me know. Now, remember, I'm a preacher. I let people know in love that they need to repent, believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can save your soul. He can save your soul. he had his ministry over 2,000 years ago. He was crucified on the cross of Calvary. Where he died on the cross of Calvary, he was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. Lord Jesus Christ is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying for us in one day. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, God manifested in the flesh more than 2,000 years ago, is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. For whosoever, meaning anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is GNN Gregory News Network. And I'm not sure how many minutes left of this half an hour or so. Let me check my other cell phone here. The half an hour broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuickMan70. And coming to you here from the San Marco area, here in Jacksonville, Florida area. Later on, I'll be going to Trinity Baptist Church, 800 Hammond Boulevard, for the Wednesday evening prayer service. Pastor Tom Messer, he's a good friend of mine. Shout out to him and his family and the whole ministerial staff there at Trinity Baptist Church. I used to go to Trinity Baptist College from 1988 to 91, training for the ministry. And God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is good. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. You know, we're all sinners, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. You know, for all have sinned, meaning everyone on this earth has sinned. Ever since Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, we've all been born into that sin nature. Now, God wants repenters. Believe and trust in Lord Jesus Christ. Repent means turn away from your evil way. Have a change of mind, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone to save your soul. Okay, I'm telling you this in love. I love you. I repented of my sins. I'm not perfect either. And I'm trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I am. By the grace of God, by his mercy. Amen. I'll be right back. Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And I'm glad you're listening to this live broadcast. What's happening here in America, a lot of Christians are going under severe persecution, even here in America. And that's not good. And I hate to say this, but the government under President Barack Hussein Obama, it seems like they're favoring people, like for instance, Iran, who's bent on the destruction of the Jewish people and of America. Why does President Barack Hussein Obama favor Iran? Make a deal with them. Making a deal with them is like making a deal with the devil, okay? Now, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, the Abrahamic covenant is still in effect. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, I will bless those who bless thee. and I will curse those who curse thee. If you're for the Jews and the Christians, you will be blessed of God. But if you go against the Jews and the Christians, and the first Christians were Jewish, all the disciples were Jewish, the apostles, God will curse you. Okay? That's the Abrahamic covenant. So I implore you, do not go against the Jews or the Christians, okay? Because if you do, you're cursed, God. But if you're for them, you're blessed of God. Don't ever lose sight of that, ladies and gentlemen. Now remember, the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do you get faith? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how shall they hear without a preacher? I'm a preacher, not perfect, but I am forgiven. I repented of my sins. How shall they hear without a preacher? And I'm a preacher. You're hearing me right now here on live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakePan70. Today is Wednesday, May 4th, 2016. Still not feeling 100%. Keep me in your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. And God is merciful. Yes, he is. He's understanding. He's all-knowing. He knows it all, ladies and gentlemen. God knows everything. You can't fool God. If you think you can get away with your sin, if you think you can fool God, you're a fool. Okay? God knows everything. He sees everything. He's God. He's perfect. And believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. You know, God is in control of everything. Yes, he is. Now, he gave everyone free will. But there are consequences for our actions. In other words, you can't get away with anything with God. There are consequences for one's actions. And so I implore you, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. Because, you know, eternity is forever, ladies and gentlemen. Eternity is forever. Those who believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting of their sins, they're going to heaven. And those people who reject the Lord Jesus Christ, hell's a real place, a burning, fiery place. And the Bible says death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. Okay? Jesus loves you, and so do I. We have to pray for each other, care about each other, and walk humbly before the Lord, our God. One day, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. And God is good. God is good. He gives us, well, his greatest gift, he gave his blessed Son, his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the greatest. He gave himself. He's the creator. God is the creator. He created everything, seen and unseen. There's no one like God. No one. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And these three are one. one God with three personalities of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one, one God with three personalities of God. God is almighty. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He knows it all. And he gives us oxygen to breathe, people to care about, food to eat. He loves us all. Please don't ever forget about that. God is merciful. He's understanding. He's caring. He will never fail. Praise the Lord. We fail. Everyone here on planet Earth fails. God never fails. Don't lose sight of that. Pretty soon, going to be wrapping up. Pretty soon. Going to be wrapping up this live podcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Excuse me, sir. What time do you have, please?
12:26.
Yep. Thank you. And still got a few more minutes left in this half-an-hour live broadcast from 12 p.m. to 12:30 Eastern Time, which is 9 a.m. to 9:30 Pacific Time. I just got back here from Los Angeles. It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow. I took the Greyhound bus across America once again, and glad to be back here in the Jacksonville, Florida area. How long I'm going to be here, I'm not sure. But keep me in your prayers. Much appreciated, ladies and gentlemen. And going to be wrapping up pretty soon. So congratulations are in order for Donald J. Trump. He won the Indiana primary, and I pray for his protection, him and his whole family. I also pray for Ted Cruz, and I pray that he would do God's will. God is good. Hey, I'm trying to raise support to go to Israel to broadcast from Israel with my network, GNN, Gregory News Network. So if you'd like to make a contribution for this Christ-centered ministry, much appreciated. I've had many contributors since I've been on the air since 1999, thousands of them. And I'm very thankful to God for all my contributors. Listen, I'm going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. Send me an email anytime, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com, or you can call me on my cell phone, 904-575-8797, 904-575-8797, and listen, you all have a great day. They just told me at Blog Talk Radio 90 seconds to go in this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Wrapping up, and you have a great day wherever you are on internet land and wherever you are. Even if you're not on the internet, you have a great day. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, okay? He's the God of God. King of kings, Lord of lords, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Less than 60 seconds to go of this live broadcast. Now, like I said, if you don't catch it live, just God willing, later on, I'll put it up on my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. @GregoryOfNews. Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. Okay, have a great day. God bless, and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? I cannot emphasize that anymore. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Wrapping up, my name is James Wayne Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN, Gregory News Network. Have a great day.